welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you are ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter, a visionary strategist, a highly driven entrepreneur, and a lover of adventures. I'm here to help you navigate the sea of business and life and show you the true freedom of being an uncharted entrepreneur. If you are ready to tap into bold courage and live the life you're called to create, join me on this journey. Let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Hey friends, and welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and this is going to be launching the last week of 2020. Oh my word, what a year. And I am sure pretty much all of us cannot wait for the calendar to like switch over to 2021, right? In hopes that the next year will bring more joy, more hope, more health, more travel. Oh my gosh, I miss traveling so much. But anyway, I'm recording this on Christmas Eve morning in between doing a little baking. I've got to do some laundry, pack up, writing out some last minute cards. We gave up on doing Christmas cards. I now do New Year's cards. My husband, Tom, is working today and we're going to be extending our Christmas into the 27th, actually visiting our son, traveling to Syracuse. So I thought I could sneak in a little bit of work today. And I wanted to talk to you about a topic that just keeps swirling around in my brain. And I just wanted to get this message out there to you. I originally intended to do a podcast on the end of the year and all the good stuff that has happened in this crazy year, because there has been some good stuff. Hey, I started a podcast. I started a new business. What did you start? What did you learn? So there's been a lot of good mixed in with the bad. And this isn't my message either. I'm going to get to that in a minute. But what I realized is like everybody and their brother was doing an end of the year podcast. So I wanted to shift gears. And again, this thought has been swirling around in my brain. It keeps coming to me. And I thought, this is the message I need to get out there. And before I jump into today's actual message about the two voices in your head, that's what we're going to talk about today. I do want to highly encourage you to take time and reflect on the past year. If you didn't yet, listen to podcast episode 37, I think it was, or 38. Yeah, 38, where I talked about how to bookend your year. And do some time reflecting on what is the good stuff that came from 2020? What lessons did you learn? Where did you grow personally? Where did you grow professionally? Look for the silver lining. And when you look for it, you'll find it. So just do your own assessment of what went well in 2020, okay? So let's jump into today's message. Today, I wanted to talk to you about, again, the two voices in our head. And no, I'm not talking about the one that says, eat that cookie, it's really yummy. And the second one that says, put down the cookie, you've had enough. Please tell me I'm not the only one that's hearing those voices a lot lately. Oh my gosh, so many cookies. So I'm talking about the two voices that pop into our heads when we're trying to make a big life choice, a big life decision. Maybe it's about our career. Maybe it's about something to do with your family. Maybe it's about moving. Maybe it's about, is it time to create a new business? Maybe it's time to leave a business. Maybe it's just a business idea. And you know, hopefully you know what I'm talking about here, that you've experienced this. I think we all do. And if nothing else, I just want you to know that hearing the two voices is totally normal. It is not a sign to quit on your dream. So I want to put that out there in case you don't listen to the entire podcast, which I hope you do. It's always packed with good value. But it's the two voices, where you have that first voice, when an idea pops in your head and you're like, oh my gosh, this is it. I'm going to do this. You're super excited about it. You can clearly see what's going to happen, why it's going to benefit you, why it's the right decision, why you're going to be great at it, whatever it is. You have that excitement. And then there's that second voice. You know the one that creeps in kind of slowly. And it's the one that brings along with it doubt. It brings all the reasons why this idea won't work, why you shouldn't do it. It might even bring along with you or bring along with it some reminders to you of why, you know, this idea isn't going to work because you failed at similar things in the past. It's going to remind you of your past failures. It's going to remind you of how you always quit on stuff. It's going to tell you it's a stupid idea. It's going to give you the whole list of all the reasons why it's not going to work. It's going to remind you possibly of all your personality traits. Maybe that you're lazy. You don't know enough. It's not the right time. Yada, yada, yada. You know the voice? Have you heard that voice before? Again, I think we all have if we've ever wanted to do something big. And it's usually the loudest voice and the most persistent voice. And it's that second voice that keeps so many dreams left unfulfilled. It leaves new business ideas stuck on computers, never to be seen by anybody, maybe even deleted off of computers. It's the new business ideas that get shredded. It leaves people stuck in status quo. And I wish in this message, I had a way to tell you how to stop that second voice. And I don't. Like, it's always going to be there. And I just want you to know that that in itself, I hope, gives you comfort. Not the fact that we're always going to have this second voice, but that it's normal. That second voice doesn't mean anything. I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know if it's God. I don't know if it's the devil. I don't know. But what I do know is the bigger your goal and the more excited you are about it initially, the bigger and stronger the second voice is going to be. And I also want you to know, again, that it's normal. It's always going to be there. The question is that we have to figure out, how can I not listen to that second voice and only listen to the first voice? And I feel like that is something that we have to work really, really hard at initially. Then we get better at it the more we work through that. Because again, I don't think there's ever been a life decision, a life choice, whether it's moving, marrying my husband, having our first kid, starting one of a zillion different jobs I've started, going back to school a couple of different times in my life, starting this business, quitting another business, all of those things always have the two voices, the one that's excited and the one that reminds us why it's not going to work. And the more we can practice just listening to the first voice and ignoring the second one, the quicker we can move through it and move on with our dreams. Now, sometimes we need to listen to the second voice. Sometimes it is the voice of reason. So again, it comes down to really discerning. And the more you do this, the better you get. The more you can really tap into your own being, like to really just start to trust yourself, that you are the best advocate for yourself. And discern, is this, you know, second voice being the voice of logic, and I really need to listen to it. Sometimes there's value in what the second voice is telling us. you know, that maybe it's, we need to slow down. Maybe we need to evaluate a little bit. It's usually more logical than the first voice. I feel like the first voice is the emotional one, right? It's a super excited emotional friend we have. Whereas the second one is that very intellectual, let's break it all down, numbers person. Like I can picture these two voices, like they take on a life. I don't know. Maybe I'm weird that way. I don't know. Let me know. Is anybody else like, let their second voice, their voices in their head, like actually have personas? So anyway, going back, sometimes I just crack myself up. So that second voice, again, do you need to listen to it a little bit and take value? Sometimes there's some value in it, but don't let it steal your dreams. If we only listen to that second voice, it's going to get so overwhelming that we give up on things. I mean, it breaks my heart to think about how many dreams are left unfulfilled. How many businesses are never started? Like I said, they're deleted from the computer before they're even started because that person listened only to the second voice. And as I was writing this, I was reminded of a fable I've heard, or parable, I guess it is, that I've heard several times. And it's a Native American parable. And it goes like this, that an old Cherokee is teaching his grandson about life. And he said, a fight is going on inside of me, he said to the boy. It is a terrible fight, and it is between two wolves. One is evil. He is anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. The grandfather continued. He said, the other is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. The same fight is going on inside of you and inside of every other person too. The grandson thought about it for a minute, and then he asked his grandfather, which wolf will win? And the old Cherokee simply replied, the one you feed. So I feel like the same parable ties into what I'm talking about with the first voice and the second voice. Which voice will you feed? Which voice will you let win because you're feeding it? And if we can learn to just listen to both voices, but not feed them both. Discern what you need to from that second voice. Again, sometimes there's some logic in there. But most of the time, we can't stay stuck just listening to that voice. We'll never move forward with anything good and awesome and amazing in our life if we stay stuck just listening to that voice. So which one will you feed? Will you learn how to starve that second voice? So you can follow your gut, follow your heart, follow your dreams, and move forward with them. And, you know, sometimes the second voice is right. I'm not going to say that there have been decisions I've made that, like, ooh, that didn't work out well. But more times than not, I've been so glad I kept moving forward with whatever dream was on my heart. And I didn't stay stuck listening to the fear, the doubt, all of that stuff. So as we get ready to set our New Year's resolutions and our New Year goals, one of which might be to start a new business for you in 2021, or, you know, rehash your business, maybe move in a different direction. I don't know, but I encourage you to be ready, and know that whatever that first excited thought, that first excited voice in your head is telling you all these great things about that idea, be ready for the second voice to show up. And be ready to say, you know what? I'm not going to feed you today. I might listen. I'll discern if there's anything cautionary I need to know. But then choose not to feed the second voice. feed that first voice, make it louder, make it more powerful so you can move on, move forward, and achieve everything you've been wanting to do that you haven't done yet. And make 2021 the year of breakthrough, the year of stepping out and doing that crazy thing that you've been wanting to do for a long time, but you've been stuck because you've been listening to the second voice. So I hope this message made sense. I hope I'm not the only one that hears voices, whether they're telling you to eat the cookie or not, or go after the dream or not. And I, as always, you guys know I would love to hear from you. How did you resonate with this? What voices do you hear? And may God bless you. I hope you've been able to enjoy this holiday season, even as weird as it is. And I truly hope that you have a very happy new year. Again, spend some quiet time reflecting and get excited about what's ahead for you. And I also want to leave you just a little quick promo here. If a new business or scaling your business in 2021 is on your radar, tune in to my bonus episode on Thursday. I've got really exciting news to share with you. So thanks as always for listening, and go out and make your dreams come true, because as I've said before, life is short, so we've got to enjoy the journey. Hey friends, real quick before you go, if you found value in today's episode, can you do me a huge favor? Hit the subscribe button and leave a review. And then let's connect on Instagram. Just look for Sherry Miter. Feel free to DM me and let me know what you enjoyed most about today's show. And last, but probably the most important, head over to my website at unchartedentrepreneurs.com to schedule your free discovery call. Or if you know you need a business coach to help you work on some new strategies to scale your business, then I'd invite you to grab a vision strategy session. In 90 minutes, you'll have a clearer vision and action steps to get you headed in the right direction. Mention this podcast to receive a discount on your first session.